The tram didn't come. That's not news in Zagreb in August. But the woman next to me who checked her watch and said, "Mima Vies." It doesn't matter. She embodied the city's summer philosophy. I was heading to the Dolak Market, the red umbrellas a beacon above the cathedral's scaffolding. I could have walked, but I wanted the tram's rattle, the pulse of the city moving. Instead, we stood, and I watched the heat shimmer off the tracks, and I realized I was no longer a tourist with a schedule. I was a resident with time. My errand today was a SIM card. Not the tourist one, I'd got that at the airport, but a proper contract, the kind that ties you to a place. I'd done my research. The networks are Hrvatski Telecom, A1, and Telemac, each with their own MVNOs. I walked past the Kwawa coffee bar on Teslina, the aroma pulling at me, but I stayed on task. The A1 store on Ilica was cool and air-conditioned, a welcome relief from the street. The young woman behind the counter listened to my halting Croatian, then switched to English, patient as I fumbled with my OIB and my passport. The whole process took 20 minutes. She printed the contracts, I signed on a glowing screen with a stylus, and she handed me a new SIM, my number already assigned. It felt more permanent than the OIB had, more real than the bank card in my wallet. I stepped back into the heat of Ilica, and my phone buzzed with a welcome message from my new network. I was in the system now, not just a number at the tax office, but a verified subscriber, a person with a Croatian phone number. I felt a small, stupid surge of triumph. I bought a bottle of water from a kiosk for €1.50, and I drank it in the shade of the band Jelassic Square, watching the pigeons scatter. The square was emptier than I expected for a Tuesday. August does that to the city. The office workers have fled to the coast, and the remaining citizens move slower, dodging the midday sun. I cross the tram lines, heading for the Dolak Market. The steps are steep, and the vendors call out over the piles of tomatoes and peaches. I bought a kilo of tiny, sweet cherries for about €4 and a paper bag of figs that were already splitting with ripeness. This is the real economy of living here, the daily negotiation with the seasons. I ate the cherries on a bench, watching an old woman inspect the lettuce, turning each head over in her hand like it was a precious jewel. Afterwards, I needed a coffee. I found a table at the Trace Chic Cafe, just off the market, and the cappuccino was a solid €2.30. The barista was a young man with a tattoo of a swallow on his forearm. He didn't say much, but he poured the milk just right. I sat and watched the traffic on Talsasiva, the pedestrian street that snakes down from the square. My next stop was the bakery to pick up a loaf of the good dark bread from a place on Radiceva. On the way, I had to weave through the inevitable construction fencing on Zvonimirova Street. The tram tracks are being replaced there, the second phase of a project that has torn up half the city's arteries. Route 7 is diverted, the signs say, and I've learned to just trust the Dieter arrows and walk a little further. It's part of the rhythm now. I bought the bread, a half kilo loaf for about €1.20. The woman behind the counter knew me already, or maybe she just recognizes a regular when she sees one. She smiled and said, "Dobar dan," in that way that means, "We're done here, but nice that you came." I took a roundabout way back to the flat, through the green horseshoe, the string of parks that form the city's elegant lungs. The grass was parched, but the fountains were on, and children were running through the spray. I stopped at the music pavilion in Zrinjevac Park. The Plesnjak, the open-air dance parties, have been running every Friday and Saturday, and I'd missed last week's because of my early nights. But the flyer on the kiosk said they're continuing until the end of August, so there'll be more chances. Tonight, though, is the eve of victory and homeland Thanksgiving Day, and the pavilion was quiet, a man reading a newspaper in the shade. I sat there for a while, fingering the new SIM card in my pocket. Tomorrow is the 5th of August, a national holiday. It marks the day in 1995 when the Croatian army liberated the last occupied territory in the Homeland War, a day of both celebration and remembrance. The shops will be shut, and I imagine the city will feel even more hushed. I planned a simple day, a walk up to Gradec, maybe the museum, and a long lunch. But first, I had to test my new phone number. I called my grandmother. She picked up on the second ring, and her voice was a familiar thread across the distance. "Ivana," she said. You sound tired. I laughed and I told her, no, I sound like a resident of Zagreb with a Croatian SIM card. She didn't understand the joke, but she laughed anyway. In the evening, I went out for dinner. I wanted something simple, hearty. I'd heard about Lostruk, a place that does nothing but Strukli, the rolled pastry that is Zagreb's comfort food. It's tucked away near the cathedral, a place with a few tables outside. I ordered the cheese and cream Strukli, baked until they were golden and bubbling. It cost about 9 euros, and it was a plateful of pure warmth. I ate slowly, watching the evening crowd drift past, the last of the light turning the cathedral's facade pink. The waitress asked if I wanted dessert. I said no, but I ordered a glass of local white wine, a posup from the south, a nod to my upcoming journey down the coast. It was a crisp, dry taste of what's to come. After dinner, I walked back through the upper town. I unlocked the door, kicked off my sandals, and sat at the small table by the window. The city hummed below, a sound I was starting to know by heart. My phone, my new Croatian phone, charged in the corner. It was a strange feeling, being tethered to this place by a piece of plastic and a monthly bill. But it was also a grounding one. Tomorrow, I'd have a holiday, not because I was a visitor passing through, but because this country had decided to stop and remember. And I would be here for it, part of the rhythm, part of the pause. I thought about the next leg of my move, the slow descent to the Adriatic, to the islands of Dalmatia, to Vis. But that could wait. Tonight, the city was quiet, and I was just a woman who had bought bread, signed a contract, and told her grandmother where she was. That was enough. That was the start of home. I turned off the light, and the sounds of the evening came in through the open window. A distant tram bell, a laugh from the street below, the soft, repeated call of a pigeon settling in for the night. I had no plans that involved a map or a ticket, just a bed in Zagreb, and the long, slow summer night ahead. In the morning, the city would be closed, but I was open. And that, I think, is the difference between visiting a place and living in it. You don't have to be anywhere. So you're finally free to just be here. The last thought I had before I fell asleep was about the figs. They were almost too sweet, the kind you can only get for a few weeks in August, and they might be gone by the time I return from the coast. But maybe that's the lesson of moving to a new country. You hold the seasonal moments loosely, because they'll come again next year. And I'd be there for them. I was signed up for it now. And with that, the day was a quiet, complete thing. Tomorrow, the holiday. And after that, the slow road to the sea. But for now, good night from Zagreb.
Laku noć.
So, that's day 4. This is Ivana from Zagreb, and I'll talk to you soon.